highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
The doors have just opened on another day at Oak Grove Elementary School. And while many students shuffle through the cafeteria line to get a quick breakfast bite, and others say goodbye to siblings and scamper down the hallways into their classrooms, down the corner of one hallway, a small group of students patiently waits outside their colorful classroom door. And when we say small, we mean it in the nicest possible way, just because they may need a stool to reach the water fountain. And their backpack just might weigh as much as they do. Because if you thought the youngest students in our district were 5-year-old kindergartners, you might want to try that math again. Maybe even using a funny-smelling magic marker.
I smell apple.
Your marker does smell like apple. Is it magic?
Yeah.
What's your marker smell like?
It smells like lemon.
Mm-hmm. It does smell like lemon.
Welcome to the magical world of NCSD's only preschool classroom, where thriving 3- and 4-year-olds arrive with big smiles on their faces each day and big ideas about what they're learning.
Whoa, what are you painting?
I'm painting a triangle with white.
You're painting a triangle?
Mm-hmm.
What color's your triangle?
Pink.
You're painting a pink triangle.
I'm making a pink triangle in a teddy bear.
You're a good painter.
But before this line of precocious pre-Ks even walks through the classroom door each morning, they each meet one-on-one and face-to-face with their kneeling teacher in the doorway who makes them an offer they can't refuse.
Caius, how do you want to say good morning today? Ooh, you chose all the choices. Okay, a hug. A high five. A handshake? And a smile. Welcome, friend.
That's the voice of the always energetic, always reassuring.
Can I take off my shoes?
We aren't going to take our shoes off at school, but you can pretend.
Teacher of the youngest classroom of students in our district. Today on the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, we sit down in some tiny chairs to meet Miss Melinda. Melinda Hayward, whose days consist of a lot of guiding.
She has a thumb on her heart. That means she has a plan. Stand up, Kiki, and tell us.
A lot of singing.
Had a little turtle, his name was Tiny Tim.
But best of all, a lot of loving.
My friends, today we will continue practicing show care. Say with me,
show care.
And guess what? I have seen evidence of showing care everywhere in our classroom.
And we've got evidence to show today's classroom visit won't be one you'll soon forget.
Good morning, Mr. Long.
Why, thank you. The Proud to Be NCSD podcast, preschool edition, starts right now.
See you here.
And once again, we've taken the podcast out into one of our 32 schools. And I've got to say, this is the liveliest, most colorful, most engaging classroom I've ever seen in one of our elementary schools. It's our district's one and only preschool program here at Oak Grove Elementary. And as you heard off the top of the show, kids in here are drawing, they're painting, they're building, they're singing, and perhaps most importantly, they are learning how to show care for each other. And the person who leads this group of the youngest students in all of our school district, it's Miss Melinda herself, Melinda Hayward, who was kind enough to join us after a full day of teaching preschool. Yes, those 3- and 4-year-olds, they're here all day long, just like the other students at Oak Grove. Melinda, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing as you sit down with us after a full day of preschool?
I'm doing well, thank you. Tired, but still inspired.
That's a good way to put it. It's a good tired, I would think.
Yes.
It's a good tired. Now, we're going to talk all about what goes on each day in this incredible classroom, because I think our listeners will be amazed, but this one-of-a-kind program doesn't work without you here to lead it. Tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to this preschool teaching position here in NCSD.
Yeah, sure. I started the Playful Inquiry Practice about 10 years ago in partnership with Teaching Preschool Partners, which is a nonprofit organization that was founded by Judy Graves, who also started the Opal School up at the Museum for Children, you might remember.
Mm-hmm.
So since that closed, her mission was to bring this practice to kids that need it the most. And she approached me about 10 years ago, and we started that together. Then I had the opportunity to invite Jen Burkhart to my classroom about, maybe 6 years ago, and she was intrigued by the practice practice also. So when the opportunity came to North Clackamas, I thought, wow, I would love to start it here. And this is our second year doing it here. And we are up and running and inspiring our youngest learners. And it's just a joy.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit, inspiring our youngest learners. I got to visit this morning and you heard about that at the beginning of the podcast. You heard some of the things that I caught on tape. Really fun to listen to. We talked a little bit before we began our interview. This is a free program for students throughout the district. Talk a little bit about maybe some parents who maybe have a 2 or 3 year old at home and said, hey, that's something I might be interested in starting next year.
Yeah. So the way that families are accepted is they apply through the Preschool Promise program, and that application is online. And when you do that, you select the sites that you would like to apply for. And our site, Oak Grove, is on there. So when families choose that, the Preschool Promise program aligns them with their choices. And if there is space and they qualify economically, then they get to come.
And you were talking about some of the kids in the class this year are actually Oak Grove students. They will go to Oak Grove Kindergarten. Others, nearby neighborhood schools, and maybe others are across the district a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. We have 2 buses for friends that are close by in the catchment area of Oak Grove. And then if families are further away, they can choose to transport their child to our program.
Now, I know as a former elementary school principal, sometimes during the summertime, we'd need to adjust which grade levels teachers would teach for the upcoming school year. Now, I work with lots of teachers who would say, I'll teach any grade level, but kindergarten kind of scares me. Now, you teach kids every day, even younger than kindergarten. These kids are 3 and 4 years old. What do you love so much about teaching kids at such a young age?
Well, I think it's their openness to take learning risks. I think at this age, we haven't really defined what our gifts are. And so everyone coming in, they're just exploring materials, using them as thinking tools, and being super brave with things that older students might be hesitant, you know? So we remove the shame and the judgment when it comes to our work in here, and we just emphasize the curiosity over the compliance, and we challenge students in ways that I think our youngest learners are really excited to show their capabilities with. So yeah, that's what I love about them. It's just their spark and their and their enthusiasm for learning risks.
Well, we certainly saw a lot of enthusiasm this morning, that's for sure. Now, of course, all teachers in NCSD care for their students, but you really approach this job with a lot of love, don't you? I witnessed as kids were entering the classroom today, they got to choose how they're greeted at the door by you. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so each day, I mean, I think consistency is really key to lowering the affective filter and making students feel safe in taking learning risks. And one of our routines is greeting at the door each morning. And some of our friends don't use words yet, so we have a welcome mat, and the choices are a smile, a high five, a hug, or a handshake. And as you saw this morning, many of our friends choose all of the choices.
They step on all of them.
Yeah, and towards the end of the year, you'll see friends playing with the idea of doubles, too. So they'll step twice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So they can get a double hug in
they
the morning then, or a double high five. I never thought of that.
Yeah, they could.
Now, the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, we don't stream any video as we record, but that doesn't do this classroom justice. People can't see what's set up in this room, aside from the photos in our description. Would you give our listeners a tour around the classroom, just kind of from where you're seated now? What happens at each of these workstations where kids rotate throughout the day?
Yeah, sure. So we have different areas that have different identities, and those identities stay the same, but the materials within them change depending on the interests of the child and the focus of the day. So we're sitting now in our studio, and you can see we're on, you know, the hard floor close to the sink. So this is where we do our big, messy artwork, and it's going to be potter's clay or tempera paint or liquid watercolor like you saw today. We also have a connecting table. So we're using materials to find connections with the materials and also with each other. We have a sensory table that right now has some insects and mad matter that you got to experience this morning, students. We have a sand table, a small dollhouse area. We have a small world, which changes based on whatever animals we have over there. It might be a forest or an ocean or a river. We also have right now a house area, and that's a dramatic play. It changes. Last year, it ended up being a science lab for quite some time. We were very interested in being scientists. We have a message center where we can create messages for friends and family, and a tinkering station. And the tinkering station is pretty open-ended. Lots of art materials available and recycled materials. And basically there, the rule is if you have a plan, you can do it. So if you have a plan and you need a pipe cleaner for your plan, then great. You have a plan, we'll make it happen. We'll give you the material you need. We have a light table for exploring light and color. We have a water table, which is another sensory experience. And then, of course, our rug area is the big block area.
Now, were you in on the planning of this room? Did you get to help order the furniture or advise on what furniture? Because this doesn't look like, say, a kindergarten or a first grade classroom. This is probably the lowest chair I've ever conducted a podcast interview in.
Yep. 11 inches.
Yep. So they're all, it's much smaller, tailor-made for preschoolers. Were you involved in that?
Yes. So basically in our playful inquiry pedagogy, we like to look at the classroom or the environment as the third teacher. So the goal is to invite, be super inviting, challenging, and offer opportunities for them to use materials as thinking tools. So playful inquiry at this level looks like lots of little areas that have varieties of opportunities for working with maybe just by yourself, maybe a partner, maybe a larger group. It has opportunities for quiet concentration and opportunities for big physical gross motor play. So you're looking to create a situation where they can take ownership and they can assert their agency, and just watching and noticing and challenging them along the way.
Speaking of noticing and challenging, it's amazing how much Miss Melinda notices about her playful preschoolers as she gently challenges them throughout a full day within an elementary school. Coming up, do her students access the same fun activities as the big kids at Oak Grove?
I mean, it is exciting to see them walk into the gym and participate with Mrs. Dorsey and go to the library. Yeah, it's a great experience to be, you know, the teacher of the youngest learners here and feel so welcome in the larger community. We even had last year some fifth grade big buddies. They would come.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they would come and join us once a week, and our kids just love that connection.
And the thoughts from three-year-olds that instantly melt her heart.
I think the deep empathy that they show for each other and the deep acceptance, the inclusion. We have a lot of friends here that are identified and have special needs and are significantly impacted. And all of our friends see all of our other friends in this classroom as capable members of our community that bring their own gifts.
And what a gift to continue our visit with Melinda Hayward as this preschool edition of the Proud to be NCSD podcast continues right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000.
So there's a lot of thought that's gone into the structure of this room. It's not just random placings of furniture and chairs and where these things go. There's a lot of thought that goes in behind where everything is located. And I can see different tables in different areas. As you mentioned, that the house is over in the corner. There's a light table with kind of a tent over the top of it.
Yes.
I saw some kids find a bubble area before. Yep. There was some water over there.
Yeah. We're creating these cozy nooks where we can encourage the development of habits of mind, which is really our strongest focus. So when people ask us, what is our curriculum? It's really an emergent curriculum, but under the umbrella of the development of the habits of mind. So we're looking at that as we create areas, what can we put out there that's going to offer them practice to practice the traits that will then lead to the development of these habits of mind.
And I saw that going on. One of your focuses right now is on teaching your young students how to show care.
Right.
Why is that so important at ages 3 and 4?
Yeah, well, this is the first time most of these friends have been out of the home
right.
setting and with other people their age in a classroom setting. So there's a lot of discussion, reflection. We have a reflection meeting, our morning meeting where we set the intention of the day around this time of year, showing care. So we're looking at what does that look like? What does that sound like? How does it feel? What words show care for our friends? And we're noticing and capturing evidence of when we see that in different areas for different friends. We're noticing and capturing that on charts and then reflecting that evidence back to them. So spotlighting it. We might take a photo and put it up on the screen and have a conversation about how this is showing care. What do we notice about that? So internalizing that is going to help us create a classroom community where we feel safe in taking these learning risks. We feel safe with each other, and we're excited to practice that those habits of mind of focus attention, communicate clearly, making connections, collaboration, and thinking strategically.
You mentioned before a classroom community. It's really evident what a community that you are developing in here. I noticed too when I was visiting that each student, even without them maybe knowing, they all have a little one-on-one time with you as they rotate between explorations. Are you using that one-on-one time for any kind of assessment? What are you looking for when you work exclusively with one of your students for just even a short amount of time?
Yeah, so it depends on the student, of course. I have in the back of my mind these habits of mind, and what I'm looking for is documentation of evidence that they're practicing at a certain level. Now, that level might be emerging, it might be achieving, it might be practicing, and the different levels are really more dependent on how much adult interaction and support is necessary for them to be able to feel successful in that. So I take photos and I document with a lot of transcribing of their language, and then I use that to input into our habit of mind assessments.
And are there parent-teacher conferences, just as there are school-wide? Are preschoolers scheduled at the same time the K through fives are?
Yeah, so we follow the same schedule as our Oak Grove K through five teachers, and the same schedule for conferences and the same schedule for reporting. Our reports just look a little bit different. We base them on the gifts that we're noticing their child exhibit and the strengths that we're seeing in their child based on the traits that they're practicing in the classroom. So we call them learning stories, and we take photos and we share with the families. Here's what we see your child doing. Here's ways to support them in their development in that next stage.
Well, this is our district's only preschool classroom among 18 elementary schools. Yet I know the hope is to eventually expand to more schools, but you are, and you mentioned this before, you're truly a part of the Oak Grove School Day. These students have recess, they have lunch, they have PE, they have music, they have library time. How do your students enjoy those times?
Yeah, I mean, it is exciting to see them walk into the gym and participate with Mrs. Dorsey and go to the library. They feel a part of this school community. We even participate in our electives with our kindergarten team, so they get to visit other...
They're in with the bigger kids.
Oh, yes, so they get to visit the other classrooms and participate with the other teachers. So, yeah, it's a great experience to be, you know, the teacher of the youngest learners here and feel so welcome in the larger community. We even had last year some fifth grade big buddies. They would Yeah, they would come and join us once a week, and our kids just love that connection.
And for families who might be wondering, oh my goodness, do these little 3 and 4 year olds go out to the playground with the bigger kids? Kind of. You guys have your own playground area.
Yes, we have our own playground area, and it's built for our size. So we did get to participate last week in the jogathon. So we get out there.
We
ran the track, and you know, one of my friends came back and told me that she ran 30 miles. And I bet she did run 30 preschool miles, but
30 preschool miles. That's right.
Yeah.
We don't know how far that was, but 30 preschool miles for sure.
Yeah.
I know you talked about this a little bit before, Melinda, but what's the most important thing you're trying to develop with your students? Is it a certain level of academics? Is it social skills, ability to get along with others? Or is it more of a little of all of the above?
A little of all of the above. We do embed our academics within the use of materials as thinking tools. But really, I mean, above all, I want them to find the joy in learning and feel what it looks like to be a student, to really internalize, I am capable. You know, the image of myself is I am a learner and I can do hard things, right? So that persistence, perseverance, and above all, finding joy in learning.
And what a gift for these kids to be able to get that in their very first school experience. You're getting kids who have never been a part of a classroom before.
Right. Yeah.
Oftentimes don't have siblings at home because they're probably the oldest in their family. So they're getting that experience here. Well, anybody who's worked in an elementary school knows, well, I guess I should say anybody who's worked in any school knows, kids can sometimes say things that you have to do everything you can just to hold in your laughter. What do you hear from 3 and 4 year olds that kind of make you want to laugh out loud sometimes?
There are lots of things that they say. Usually having a strong imagination for pets at home.
Okay.
That's a fun one, right? Mm-hmm. Like you might have a shark that lives at home and we just encourage that imagination. Like we just encourage that storytelling because that's a gift, really. So I think the things that we hear the most are just really embellished stories.
Of what their pet could do at home.
Exactly.
Right?
Or you know, that the T-Rex comes alive and it plays games with them and all sorts of things like that.
So great.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, what are some things out of the mouths of these students that melt your heart immediately?
Well, I think the deep empathy that they show for each other and the deep acceptance, the inclusion. We have a lot of friends here that are identified and have special needs and are significantly impacted. And all of our friends see all of our other friends in this classroom as capable members of our community that bring their own gifts. And so I feel like that's what melts my heart, just the deepest empathy from our youngest learners.
And they're very welcoming of guests, I can
say
firsthand.
Yes.
I was part of a table for a little while, and the little girl thought it was just so fun to put all of the plastic bugs on top of my head at one time to see what I would do.
Yes, and you are a very good sport. Yes.
Well, lots of years in an elementary school, lots of years in kindergarten, but not in preschool. It's so much fun to be here. Well, of course, you couldn't do this job without some amazing adult helpers. How important are they in accomplishing your daily goals with these students?
Yeah, we have a great team, Miss Emma, Miss Naomi. It's a great team. We are always giving each other silent cues across the across the room and figuring out where is the most important place for us to put our body in proximity. And they're just super positive members of our team. And the kids just, they love them. So I'm so thankful to have them. I mean, it wouldn't work without them.
Now, I came in, you were visiting with some of your adult helpers, and you were talking about a rest time. You do have a rest time built into the day, right? These kids don't go all day long without a little break.
That's right. We have the same hours as the regular elementary school, but we do offer a rest time after our last special of the day. And it's a time when they can lay down on their cot. Most of our friends sleep because we are
I was going to ask that. How many of them actually go lights out?
Okay. I mean, most of them do sleep. They can bring a stuffy and a blankie, and they work so hard, you know, all morning long. And so it is a big day when you're 3 years old to be in a classroom all morning. So most of them do sleep. If they don't, they can quietly look at books and puzzles, and we offer other quiet time activities for them to do in their little area. But to be honest, most of them fall asleep.
Yeah, I bet. Well, they worked pretty hard in the time that I was here in the morning. And these kids go 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday?
Okay. That's right, yeah.
Monday through Thursday. Well, Melinda, as we start to wrap up, I'm curious, what brings you the most joy as the teacher of the very youngest students in our school district?
I think just practicing living in the uncertainty and the wonderful surprises that come with working with young children each day. I've been a teacher for over 20 years, and I've taught many grade levels and been an ELD teacher and taught all the way through fifth grade. But this age level keeps you on your toes, and it keeps you honest, and it keeps you, you need to reflect every day, where does your integrity lie? What is your purpose for the day? Because they will hold you to it. So there's no fool in a 3 year old.
No. Nope, you cannot fool these kids, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add that we haven't touched on?
I just would welcome anyone who would like to come and visit our classroom. We are open to that. You can come and schedule a time to see. We had some opportunity last year to do some cross-grade level PLC work, and some first and second grade teachers got to come and see what does it look like to use how-to language in preschool, and I feel like that's super valuable.
Sure.
Even if you're not teaching preschool, come and see what does it look like to use high-level language and vocabulary at the youngest level and how it might translate to your grade.
Well, as we reach the conclusion of this podcast and I look around this amazing classroom, I immediately think about a famous quote I've seen many times. I'm sure you have too. It says, 100 years from now, it will not matter what my bank account was, the sort of house I lived in, or the kind of car I drove, but the world may be different because I was important in the life of a child. Melinda Hayward, you are certainly important in the lives of the lucky children in this classroom. Thank you so much for being a part of our podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.